Welcome back. In our last couple videos, we talked about different ways that you might teach English online. You might go independent, you might work through a school. And in the last video, I even shared with you how I teach English in case you want to use it as a model. So hopefully by this time, the wheels are turning and you're getting excited about how you might teach English. However, you might still have some doubts. You might be thinking, well, sure, John, you've been doing this for a long time. It's easy for you, but you may be having doubts as to whether you can do this. Well, the first thing I'd like to say is, look, anytime you start out on something new, any new endeavor, whatever it is, it's natural to have apprehension. I mean, think about applying for that first job when you got out of school or when you showed up for tryouts at for the basketball team. Whenever you try something new, it's natural to be a little bit nervous and perhaps to doubt yourself. So I want to tell you something that I think may help you as you go through this course and later on down the line as you begin to teach. And that is, if you're a native speaker, you've crossed the big hurdle. You've jumped that first big hurdle. If you're a native speaker, you have so much that you can give a student that you don't even realize. Not only do you speak English, but you probably grew up in an English-speaking country. So think about the things that you can offer a student. I mean, you probably think about English grammar, sure. You know grammar innately, even if you don't yet know all the terminologies. But beyond that, you know expressions and slang, and you know phrasal verbs, those things like get in, get on, get out of that we know innately that just drive students of English crazy. Oh, accent. Accent is a big one. You'll find that many of your students, even though they may have studied English a lot before they came to you, very likely never studied with a native speaker. And so they're very insecure in their accents. And as a native English speaker, you can really help them with that. And let's not forget cultural things. Your students may be wanting to visit another country, perhaps your country, and having grown up in that country, you can share with them a lot there. So I want you always to remember that you have a lot that you can give your student. And no matter how advanced that student may be, you always know more than he or she does. Now, I'd like in this course, of course, I'm going to give you a lot of information to help you succeed, but not everybody does. And I would like to share with you from my experience with version one of my course about why people fail in their efforts to teach English online. And I think that the reason that these teachers fail is this pretty much the same reasons that people fail in attempting any endeavor. Why do people fail? Well, one of the big ones I've seen is that people just never really get started. They may buy a course with the intention of diving in there, but they get sidetracked, or maybe they buy the course with the intention of doing it soon, you know. But they just never really get started. And obviously, if you never really get started with something, you can't expect to be successful at it. I think that another reason that would-be teachers don't succeed in teaching English online is they let tech scare them. Now, notice I didn't say they let tech stop them. That's not what I said. It's the fear of tech. Listen, tech is just getting easier and easier all the time. I think back to when I began teaching English online 10 years ago from a small town in Brazil yet, and I managed to do it. So if I can do it, certainly you can do it. Platforms are more stable than they've ever been. They integrate with other software better than they ever have. The internet infrastructure, which these teleconferencing platforms sit on, it's more stable and faster than it's ever been. So things are just getting better almost day by day. So don't let tech scare you. But I am going to dive into it deeply in the next section, section two, and I'm going to teach you everything you need to know. Another reason that teachers don't succeed is they don't choose a niche, a specialty. If you're going in with the idea, well, I just want to fill my calendar, I'll take any student. Well, that's a recipe for failure. It really is. As famed catcher Yogi Berra once said, this is my favorite quote of many quotes from Yogi. He said, if you don't know where you're going, you'll end up someplace else. And that is equally true in teaching English. So you need to determine what your niche is going to be. What type of student do you want to teach? What type of English do you want to teach? And again, through this course, I help you to define what your niche should be. What's the ideal niche for you? And I think one of the other reasons that would-be teachers don't succeed, and this is a big one, so I want you to listen here, is that they just won't market themselves. And I don't say don't here, I say they won't. They just won't market themselves. And obviously, you can't succeed if you don't market yourself. Now, you may be thinking, well, I'm going to teach through a school, so they'll handle getting students for me. Well, that may be true, but you still have to market yourself to the schools, right? And obviously, if you go independent, you're going to have to market yourself to students. You're going to have to look for students. And so you need to get the mindset right now that you're going to give this a fair go. All right. So you're going to need a plan. It needs to be written down. You need to commit to executing that plan, and you need to be persistent. Hopefully you'll be hired by the first school that you apply to, or hopefully you'll get your first handful of students, those all important first few, very quickly, but it may take a little time. And so you need to have some persistence. Look, it's just a matter of finding those students out there who want what you can provide, who want to work with you. And if it makes you feel any better, there are tons of people out there who would love to study with you, a native English speaker. I Googled, and what I found was about 1.75 billion people, that's well over 20% of the world population, are studying English right now. And here's the URL. It's a long one, sorry, if you want to go and confirm what I'm saying. But you can also Google yourself online, how many people are studying English worldwide, and you'll see similar numbers. So my question to you is, can you find a few of those to fill your schedule? Yeah, I think you probably can. You just need to be persistent. And I think nobody in history probably exemplified persistence better than Thomas Edison, who tried hundreds and hundreds of different filaments before he discovered that tungsten was the best filament for the incandescent light bulb. So remember Edison and be persistent. And one more fear that would-be teachers have is that fear of the first lesson. And that's, again, just natural. I remember how nervous I was before my first lesson, and I had earned a TEFL certificate. My mother was an English teacher her entire adult career, and I had actually taught English on a volunteer basis years before. So I came in with a bit of background, and I should have been fine that first lesson, but I remember how nervous I was. But that quickly dissipated. And I'm going to tell you that it will quickly dissipate. And if I can, you know, give you a couple of tips. One is that you're always going to know more about English than your student, right? Okay, you're a native English speaker. So again, remember that. And the other thing is, if you can interject some levity, some laughter into the class, if you can laugh, get your student laughing, you will find that that helps all of the nerves, the jitters, the fear dissipate. And again, quickly, you'll be on your way. Let's talk for a minute too about what do students really want, because an awful lot of would-be teachers are really nervous because they say, oh, my grammar is bad. Well, probably your grammar is much better than you think it would be. I mean, if you speak English, you know grammar innately. Probably what you really need is just to bone up on some of the terminologies. You know, what is the present perfect tense mean? So don't let that fear, you know, fear of teaching grammar scare you. It may surprise you to learn that grammar is by no means the top thing that students really want to learn. So what do they want to learn? Well, based on my years of experience, and there's nothing scientific about this, there was no big survey done. This is just based on my experience. Here's what I think students really want to learn in order, okay? The first thing that they really want is to improve their accents, because as I believe I said earlier, new students coming to you may have studied English a lot before they come to you, but very likely they didn't study with native speakers. So maybe the student is from France, but she studied only with French people, French teachers who had studied English. So the accent's just never going to be perfect. It never is. So they want to work with a native speaker to improve their accents. They want to speak with greater fluency, and that involves a lot of just conversation and listening to you and how you speak. They want to improve their listening comprehension. They want to speak more like a native. And what I mean here is they want to expand their vocabulary beyond what you would find in textbooks. They want to learn idioms, which are expressions, like when pigs fly. That was one I saw in the crossword this morning. So these are things that they want. And then, yes, they want to improve grammar. And some want to learn to write better, although not all students really want to work on writing. And that's typically something that you would do later on. But anyway, this is what people really want from you. So I think if you think about that list, it's not really that intimidating, is it? So I want you to write down a note, maybe a few notes, and say something like, I've got this. And then post these notes around your house, on your bathroom mirror, on your refrigerator, wherever you're going to see them. And when you see these messages to yourself, say the words out loud. I've got this. Really makes a difference. It really does. So do that for a while, and soon you'll find that you won't need to anymore, that your confidence will have grown. And finally, I just want to say that like anything else, teaching English online just gets easier with time, every part of it. All right, in our next video, I'm going to talk about the scope of this course and give you some suggestions on how I would tackle it if I were you. You can choose to listen to me or ignore me as you wish. But I would like to ask you to do one thing. I'm going to give you one assignment here, and that is to look for the movie Stand and Deliver. Now, this is an old movie. It's, I guess, 25, 30 years old, perhaps older. But it's about a math teacher in a high school in a disadvantaged area in California. And he taught his students AP calculus and got every one of his students in this disadvantaged neighborhood to pass AP calculus. It's a really inspiring story. It stars James Edward Olmos, and I think that you'll find it to be very inspiring and something that you might want to watch during those times when you're kind of fighting self-doubt. Okay, so I'll see you in the next video, which is the final video in this section.